You do not sound like a 15-year-old when you sing. I mean, the first time I heard the album, I was like, oh my god, you sound like a young Carole King, but you don't sound 15. I mean, what if people told you, like, over the past couple of years, as, like, you got really serious into singing?
I guess I've gotten sort of old soul comments like that before, mm-hmm. just that I don't sound my age.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, I just kind of blame it on my hours that I spend thinking about everything and assessing kind of everything I see and observe, and, yeah.
Okay, so what was your musical diet like when you were a little kid? Like, what did you listen to, you know, at a young age that kind of influenced you to become a musician?
I actually listened to a lot of, like, country music, because my sister's 7 years older than me, and so I would do whatever she did. And yeah. She was very into, like, country, and so I would listen to a lot of that growing up. But in terms of my parents and stuff, we were always listening to, like, Van Morrison and Lyle Lovett and a lot of great songwriters like that. So I was definitely had a lot of great songwriting and music around the house.
You've accomplished a lot. I mean, for a 15-year-old already, I mean, you've got this album out. I mean, you're signed to a label. You're not one of these people that just, you know, released an independent album or anything like that. You've been filmed in, like, you know, documentaries. I mean, you've opened up for people that you admire, that you respect. I mean, has it all kind of sunken in yet? Or are you still kind of like, wow, I just went for my driver's test and I'm, like, this good musician? Like,
I feel like I don't give myself enough time to let it sink in, because I'm always on to the next thing. But yeah, when I sit and I'm like, wow, I just opened for Lauren McKenna, who's like my idol. And like, I remember being 11 years old and going to see her and being like, oh my gosh. And then it doesn't even faze me that like, I just opened for her, and like, I feel like I don't take enough time to take it all in. But yeah, it's been incredible. And it's gone by so fast. Like, I first started doing this when I was 12, and it feels like it was like 3 days ago. So.
So, I mean, you're going back to school in a couple of weeks. I mean, what's that going to be like? How was your summer? Did you feel like a real musician, and now you have to, like, kind of go back and be a student again?
Definitely. Especially this summer, because I spent 5 weeks studying at Berklee College of Music. Mm-hmm. And so it was 1,000 musicians from all over the country, and we were all living together on campus and going to classes every day and just, like, jamming out all night and playing all the time. And it was, like, city life. I lived in, like, a little small town, and it was very different. And coming home, even just being home for the past few weeks, has been so, like, a shock. Like, it's so weird that I can't sit with my friends and talk about our favorite records and stuff. They're like, what? So yeah, it's weird. But school, I know school just as well as I know my music world, because I've always grown up in a public school. So it'll be good. I'm kind of excited to go back.
As far as the future goes, like, what do you want from the future? I know you're 15, but, like, have you got, like, your plan already?
Not really. No, I'm really not sure. And I'm lucky enough I know so many musicians, especially around here in the Boston. We have a really strong folk music scene around here, and I'm mm-hmm. lucky enough to get to know a lot of older singer-songwriters who are doing this as a career. And I'm so lucky that I live with my parents, and right now it's totally like this free artistic exploration where I'm not trying to make money and I'm not trying to support myself, and I can just kind of do whatever my art takes me and make whatever kind of music I feel like. And it's been so crazy, and so it's been so just awesome. And so I haven't thought about the future really, or even what I want to do after high school. Like, people, like, being at Berklee, everyone was like, don't you want to study music? And I know I want to do music forever, but I have so many different groups to light me up, and I'm not really sure which one it'll be, so we'll see.
Let's talk about the creative process behind this album, Where the Artists Go. How did you pick the songs for it? I mean, what was your motif going into it, and how do you feel about the finished product?
It ended up being, almost in my mind, sort of a concept album, mm-hmm. which I don't know if everyone would fully understand that, but for me, it's a collection of songs that all follow the theme of being an artist, and my own exploration, and figuring out what it means to be an artist and to be my own artist, and to figure out kind of my role, where I fit in as a musician and as a songwriter. And there are a couple of tracks on it. Like, there's one song on there, Addicted to Conviction, with a slam poet, and he comes on and does slam poetry.
Mm-hmm.
on the song.
Yeah.
And that was an art form that, like, super last summer, I was really into that and went, they had their national slams here in Boston, and I went to see a bunch of those, and it lit me up, and I wrote a bunch of songs after that, including that song. And so that was another art form that's inspired me as an artist, even though it's not my art form. And then there's another musician on there that's a Jamaican reggae artist, and he's on one of the songs. And then on the physical CD, there's like this 20-page booklet with drawings and pictures mm-hmm. and all sorts of visual art that has inspired me along the way. And it's about my exploration and finding myself as an artist and all the people that have inspired me and how that's kind of helped me find my own identity over the past couple of years.
Did you put the booklet together? I mean, because it's like an invite into, like, your soul as far as, like, music goes. Like, I've looked through the book a couple of times, and it's just so inviting. So it's like, how did you put that together?
Well, my idea, I was thinking about how people aren't that interested in physical CDs these days, which for me is upsetting because mm-hmm. that's my favorite thing, you know, is the whole experience of getting a CD and opening it and having that booklet and having everything. And, I really didn't think I could fully portray my vision of what I wanted this album to mean without a lot of text in there and a lot of info. And so my idea was to create kind of like the artist's diary and put mm-hmm. that inside the CD. And it ended up being 20 pages with every song has lyrics and like a blurb that I wrote about what the song's about
mm-hmm.
and like personal photos. And I didn't want it to be like, you know, pop star, like here are some, I don't know, professionally taken photos of me holding my guitar. I decided that I wanted it to be, like, behind the scenes and pictures of me and my family and my friends and what the songs are about. And so that was my vision, and I was lucky enough to work with an incredible graphic artist that totally was so into it and sat with me for hours on end and made my vision come to life, and so that was really cool. So her name's Tatiana, and all her info is in the book, but she did the art in there, and she did an incredible job.
Let's talk about music. I mean, that song, not music in general, the song music, his name is PZ, that song is amazing. It's so different, and it's like, it comes across as first as like, you know, a normal duet, and then both of you guys kind of have your own, like, little moments to shine, and then you bring it all together. I mean, what was the creative process behind that song?
I was 12 years old when I played this culture fest in Salem, Mass. And there was this woman, there was all different styles of music, obviously, because it was a culture fest. And there was a woman there that was DJing. And I went up, and this was like back when I was first gigging and stuff. And I just went up with my little guitar and did a couple songs. And she came over to me and was like, "I managed this guy from Jamaica that I think your voices would sound incredible together." And at the time, I was in a total like reggae thing. Like I'm very obsessive with what music I listen to, and so I have like 4 weeks where I listen to one style of music like straight. Mm-hmm. And so I was in my like reggae stage, and I was like, "Oh my god, Jamaica!" Like she gave me everything. And so she gave me his album, and I went home and loved what he was doing. And so we ended up connecting the next time he was up here in Boston, and we were trying to figure out a song that we could do together or write together that would be something that we could relate about, because, you know, we're pretty different. He's like 30 years old and lives in Jamaica, and I live in a small town here, and I'm like 12 at the time. And so we're back and forth, and we were both busy and lived across the world. And then I ended up sending him a song that I had written when I was younger end of 12 years old. And I didn't really think I would do anything with, just because I hadn't finished it, and I hadn't written the second verse, and it just one of my favorites. And I sent it to him, and he wrote a second verse, and we totally reggae-ified it, and it sounded incredible. And so he did one acoustic version, and then when this record came around, we were like, "Let's make it and remake it and put it on here, because it's one of my favorites." So,
how do you want this album to be remembered? I mean, you say that you love music, and it's something that you want to do the rest of your life, but this is an important album in your whole career, you know? So, I mean, how do you want people to look back at this, say, you know, 5-10 years from now?
It's my first. I put out little EPs before, but this is my first full-length record. And I think my goal in with that when I sat down and was like, I'm going to release my first full-length record, which, yeah, it is kind of a big album because that's the first, that's like how you put yourself out there for mm-hmm. the first time. My goal was to have it be 100% me, which is always, always changing, especially being so young. I put out something when I'm 12 and then when I'm 13, I absolutely hate it. And, but this, I wanted to be something that marked the period of time that I was at when I made it, which was this completely like explosive, creative, explorative time in my life. And I feel like it did that. And so it marks a place where I'm figuring out who I am as an artist and where everything's just kind of new and exciting. And as old as I get, I feel like I'll always be proud of this album, so I'm happy with that.
You have any advice to any other teenagers out there that want to do this and think that they're good enough?
Not to wait. My thing is always that, I don't know, that you have something that you're really passionate about and that you love to do, and it's kind of like, oh yeah, like once you're off on your own, you can go do that. And I was lucky enough to have parents that when I was like, I want to go to open mics and I want to go here, they were like, let's go do it. And so just go do it. And you don't have to be told, you have to be older to do what you want to do. And so